The wait is over. Walk into your season. The reason that you don't have to run is because you already done everything God required of you. And because you've done everything God required, it's right in front of you. And you're at the point now where the enemy can't do nothing. You just walk. You've done what has been required. So now you just walk into your season. You prayed and you cried. We've already been frustrated. We've already been up all night long. We've already been through doubting. But I heard the Spirit say, it's your time. And my brother, my sister, don't get mad because your time is coming. And you probably had your time last week. But you're so selfish. I heard the Spirit say, it's your time. The wait. The wait. And all the Spirit should be saying, you waited long enough. I come to let somebody know today that sometimes you can't do nothing but wait. But waiting is part of the requirement. Because they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up. Anybody ever seen some eagle wings? They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Because you've been strengthened in the Holy Ghost. The wait and all the song is trying to say is be ready with the spirit of expectation. It's time to get a return on your spiritual investment. Sometimes investing in ministry reminds me of the stock market. Because sometimes it's up and sometimes it's down. But unlike Wall Street, it shall never go under.
My.
See, we need to understand and know who we serve. We need to understand and realize that God doesn't play games. And when you anchor in with Him, and when you say yes and mean it, I wish I had a witness. When you say yes and mean it. See, when you say yes and mean it, can't nobody move you off your square. When you say yes and mean it, can't nobody chase you out of church. When you say yes and mean it, can't nobody get on your nerves that bad. You're going to live, you're going to leave the church, and you're going to give up praising God and worshiping God and giving God the glory and giving. Can't nobody mess with me to the point you're going to block what God told me. You're going to block the vision. I'm going to get so frustrated and so irritated that I'm ready to leave everything. No! Say yes and mean yes. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. I heard the Spirit say, stop going through all that stuff what you don't deserve, because by the blood of Jesus, whatever God sends you, you deserve. Through the blood of Jesus. Stop all that. I don't know if a God going to give me this. Stop all the doubting and start the shouting. I'm not trying to be arrogant. I don't want to be around a whole lot of folks talking about what God can't do. I want to hook up with some folks that's ready to talk about what God can do. What God is. I don't mind hanging out with you, but you start talking stupid, I'm out. No. If you've been past doubt, you don't want to go back. Because you're growing in faith now. And God's got you knowing that whatever he say he going to do, he going to do it. All you just got to do is be ready, be ready, be ready. You got to be ready. But God, you ain't give me no time. Well, just be ready. God will show up anytime he wants. See, when somebody owns you because you gave your life to them, they can show up anytime they want. That song is powerful. Walk into your season. That's like last week's message. It's time, you know, go get your blessing. This is like a part two. This is about preparing to pursue your promises. Last week he said, go get your blessings. We got there, got to the River Jordan. We didn't know what to do. We need some instruction from God. It's one thing for God to tell us what he's going to do, but it's another thing to wait to be there long enough to receive your instructions. Because what God is trying to let us know, it's not like you get a pizza delivery. God said, I want you to stop sitting there and calling on the phone and telling me what you want on your pizza while you sit home waiting for me to deliver it. God said, I want you to be involved in your deliverance. See, a lot of us don't know. We've been in church all our lives. We forgot. You can't just sit on the sidelines and let God be running all in the game all by himself. God said, no, no, no. I want you involved in your own deliverance. I want you involved in your blessing, because if I involve you, you will have a testimony. God said, I keep on giving you everything while you just call upon it. You're going to be a lazy Christian. I don't want you to be lazy. I want you to be active. I want the Holy Spirit to activate you. Get you involved. Hallelujah. You can't crush the devil's head if you're going to stay seated all the time waiting for God. Just as, God, give me everything, God. God, just give me everything. Lord, just bless your service. As we look at Joshua 3, I need to let somebody know that no one can block or stop what God has promised his children. Preparing to pursue your promises or your blessings. No one can block or stop what God has promised his children. I don't care how frustrated you might get. I don't care how people might frustrate you or how you might even think yourself. God never going to do it. Can't nobody block or stop what God has promised you. You read in the book of Daniel. Daniel prayed and God answered Daniel, sent an answer, but the enemy got in there and upheld the answer. But God said, I want you to know, just because the enemy upheld the answer doesn't mean I had to answer you. It can be delayed, but you shall not be denied. God had to dispatch another angel down there to loosen up what he sent. See, God already sent an answer to your prayer. And even though you may not have it yet, you have not been denied. It's just on delay. Oh, my God. It's on the way. Somebody needs to know it is, in fact, on the way. I'm talking about preparing to pursue your promises. You need to know what you're doing out there. When you go on warfare, you need to know what you're doing. You need to know how to put on the whole armor. You need to know what to use. You don't use a gun every time. It's just a snake. Use your blade. Learn how to use the word. Learn how to cut what you need to cut and tear out what you need to tear out and build. I'm just about preparing. Last week, you know, Joshua became the leader of Israel because Moses, he's Moses' successor. Moses was unable to lead him into the promised land. God wouldn't allow it. So now Joshua is the leader, and they're getting ready to go to get to the promised land. But in order to get to the promised land, they got to go over the Jordan. You got to cross your Jordan. There is no other way for you to get to the promised land. You must, like Jesus said, we must go through Samaria. You got to cross your Jordan. Let's go to Joshua 3. I am sorry. Pick up the points as you go. Let's go to Joshua chapter 3. Amen. It's all about preparing to pursue the promise. And we're talking about instructions. There's the fact. There's instructions for the people. There's instructions for the priests. And there's instructions for Joshua. But everybody got to follow their instructions. We are in this thing together. I need you to follow your instructions. I'm going to follow my instructions. You follow your instructions. And we're going to cross this Jordan. But you got to be able to see it. You got to be able to have a vision for what God is doing. You can't be walking around here talking about, I don't see how we're going to do that. That's because you ain't seeing right. See, you went to the optical store while we went to the spiritual store. You have to have spiritual vision, because everything that God promised us, what did it say in Hebrews 11? The things that are seen are not made of the things we do appear. Because see, every time God promised you something, you looking around your house, looking in your own life, looking at your family, trying to figure out how you going to do it. But the things, what God promised is not made of things which do appear. Oh, my God, my God. Look at Joshua 3:1. They rose up early in the morning. They removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. See, before you cross over, you got to get together. You got to have a plan. I wish I had somebody with a plan. You got to have a plan. And God's going to give you instructions, but you got to be ready. You got to sit down first. You got to look at this thing. You got to check the cross before you know, so your life won't be lost. You got to look at this thing and say, okay, we got to cross the Jordan. The only way to get your blessing is you to go through what you need to go through. You had to marry that woman. You had to marry that man. You had to go through that sickness. You had to go through that downfall. You had to experience that thing. I know it hurt when it happened, and it looked like God went crazy on you. But God did not. So God would set you up so you might cross your Jordan. Chumps don't cross the Jordan. Chumps don't cross their Jordan. I'm tired of playing church stuff. This stuff is real. You want to get your life together, get your family together, get your marriage together? It's like, come on, cross the Jordan. Because the promise is on the other side. And guess what? God is still with you. Still with you in your arrogant state. Still with us while we died in church. Still with us while we disbelieve in him. He's still there. Why is he there? Because the Ark of the Covenant was right there. No matter how we treat God, he's still in your life somewhere. God didn't move away from you. You moved away from God. And God's trying to get you to cross your Jordan, but see, you don't have enough word, you don't have enough faith, you don't have enough fellowship, you don't have enough anointing, you don't have enough of the Holy Ghost, you don't have enough God to cross your Jordan. Therefore, you'll never get to your promised land until you line up with God. Look at verse 2. And it came to pass after 3 days, something about that number 3. That the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant. Matter of fact, when you get home, in Joshua chapter 3, count how many times they talk about the Ark of the Covenant. And the Ark of the Covenant is the presence of God. Remember the Shekinah glory. But in a pillar of cloud by day, and a pillar of fire by night. God was always with them. So the Ark of the Covenant represents God in the midst of Israel. It was in the Holy of Holies. And you know, everybody couldn't carry the Ark. Matter of fact, we're going to get to a verse where it says, when the priest carried the Ark, don't get too close. And all he's simply trying to say is, you just don't walk in God's presence any kind of way. As a matter of fact, Josh said, y'all need to go sanctify yourself. God, get ready to bust this thing wide open. See, when you sanctify yourself, it gives God a signal that you're ready. See, we play church. We ain't sanctified. We're not ready to give God the glory. We're not ready to give God the praise. God said, when you get sanctified, I know you're ready. I know you're not playing. I know you're serious. They said, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the priest, the Levite, bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after that. Don't move. Be still. Don't move. Don't get over anxious. Because sometimes people get over anxious. Just chill for a minute. Because it's yours. But there's a process. There's no progress without process. See, you got to watch. He said, don't move until the priests do what? Don't move until God get in front of you. I'll put it that way. That's what it really means. Don't move until God get in front of you. Because wherever God send you, I guarantee you, he already been there. Oh, you don't believe me? Ask Sarah, Meshach, and Abednego. Read that account. When did God jump in the fire? Because when they got in, what they say? Wherever God sends you. God will go before you. Ask Abraham and Isaac. When he had to sacrifice Isaac. And he told his servants, will, not I. By the time he got to the mount where he was supposed to sacrifice Isaac, God had already been there. How you know God had been there? Because the word tells me God took a ram and tied him up in the bush. That ram never got stuck in the bush until that day. His horns never got stuck in the bush, but that particular day, he couldn't get out of the bush. Oh, my God. Don't tell me how God will not show up. When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests of Levites bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it about 2,000 cubits, about a half a mile, more than half, about 3,000 feet by measure. Come not near unto it. But look what he says. That ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. I'm about to do something new, saith the Lord. You haven't gone this way before. Hey, you who think you know it all, be still. You're not a priest. Don't touch the ark. Don't get close to it. Just chill for a minute and let the priest do what the priest, let the priest do what they need to. Let God do what he needs to do. And you just hold it for a minute because you haven't been this way before. I'm about to do something new in the life of Israel. You have not traveled this way before. So just be still. Just wait. Just hold on. That house will be there. That man will be there. That woman will be there. That job. Don't sell your soul out for nothing. Whatever God says is yours, it's yours. You ain't got to rush. You walk into your season. God said, I'm doing something new. I'm doing something. Don't even get on the phone and tell. It's like we're no it ain't. It like we don't call your friends. Don't text us. It is not like 5 years ago. It's not even like yesterday. It's nothing you can compare it to because you've never been this way before. You've never been this. You can't compare it to nothing that happened in your life. See, we need to get ready for the new, for the new, for the new. The old won't do. Get ready for the new. The old won't do. Get ready for the new. No. No. You have never. He didn't say you've never seen the Jordan before. He said you've never passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And he's saying, sanctify yourself. Wash your clothes and wash your body. And then he says, the Lord will do wonders, means miracles. See, sometimes you got to listen to the spokesperson of the group. Because God will give them what to tell you. So why are you trying to figure out whether or not you're going to follow your leader? They follow Christ. You're going to miss out. They're going to be crossing the Jordan. You're going to be somewhere crossed up. Hey, man, you got to learn how to listen and trust and speak. You got to watch stuff. You got to listen. This is what the Spirit is saying to you. Look at verse 6. And Joshua spake to the priest, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. Some people be mad. Oh, no, the priest ain't going before me. I got to sing first. No, you ain't got to sing. Pastor, you don't understand.
We got to have praise and worship first. We have praise and worship first for 10 years. And now this year you're going to talk about let the priest go first. Let the word of God go first. God said, I'm going to do something new. See, please, church, work with us. God can make do something new.
If you come here one Sunday and we don't have no program, God can make do something new. He just said, just praise me. Just lift me up. Just magnify my name. Just glory. Look. I ain't stuck to this. Thank you, Sister Norma. Does a great job, but Sister Norma already understands. We ain't stuck to this. We're not glued to this thing. One Sunday you might come in here and say, we had this last week. You just changed the date. Yes, because we didn't do none of that last week. Stop wasting God's paper. Be good stewards of the earth. I'm an ecological witness. Okay. They took up the Ark of the Covenant and passed over before the people. And they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. See, the priests are doing what they need to do. People got to do what they need to do. Joshua's got to do what he needs to do. This thing is working together. Amen. We got three sets of instructions going on, but they're working together. Amen. See, that trinity of instructions is working together for the good of the entire group. We're not trying to do anything just to bless us. What we do here is to bless everybody. Because when one is blessed, we're all blessed. Look at verse 7. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Because some people are still doubting. New leadership. Transition is hard. New leadership. Some people in there. And he said, Joshua, because you said yes, and because you've been obedient, I'm a magnify you. Anybody in here, you feel like folk don't know and, you know, don't regard you. Don't worry about God. Take care of all that. Because the least shall be greater. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. He said, humble yourself under the hand of the Almighty God. He may exalt us. See, humility is the key to being raised up. True humility. He said, I'm going to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. That's important for the people to see that God is with the leader as he was with the former leader, that the plan is still going forth, that just because Moses died, the plan didn't die. Just because the pastor left the church, just because he left you, you can't have no life? Or she left you, can't have no life? You better pick up the pieces. Yeah, it hurts. It really hurts. It's cold-blooded. But guess what? Pick up the pieces, baby. You sitting back talking about, oh, my God, I can't believe it. He done went on with his life. Well, she done went on with her life. Well, what does thou sitting there looking at other people going on with their life when you have a life? Come up out of that thing. Come up out of that depression. Come up out of that stupor. Come out of that, I can't believe it. If it happened, you better put it, oh my God. Don't make me laugh because I can't believe it. Why not? It happened. And if it happened to you, you better believe it because it happened to you. Why you say they're looking stupid? It happened. Some of the answers to some of our situations are just so sensible. We just deny stuff. But God, you said, check your hearing aid. Some of the stuff we said, God ain't saying that some of the stuff we want. If we be real with it, when you go into your prayer, if you just stay there about one more second and get in the Holy of Holies, God will begin to address and redress you with some of the stuff we said he said. God ain't say all that stuff we said. We want to look like we deep. God said
to me.
I said, go ahead, I'm looking for the fruit.
God said.
Look at verse 8. And he told Joshua, command the priests that bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, when you are come to the brink, when you come to the edge, or to the of a steep place, that's a brink. When you come to the edge of the Jordan,
That means all the big toe has just got to be over the edge. Oh, my God.
See, what God is trying to do, he's trying to do something miraculous. And it's miraculous because this is harvest time. So the Jordan is a great, it's a crazy river. The Dead Sea, all these different seas flows into it. You got water coming this way, water coming that way. And it's harvest time. So therefore, before harvest time, there are fords in the Jordan River, which means you can cross over that way. But during harvest time, there's no way for you to cross. So God said, I'm doing something miraculous because you can't cross this river on your own. I got to do another Red Sea for y'all. All I'm trying to say to my brothers and sisters here with us today, God is trying to get you to see you can't cross it. You can't do this on your own. I know you did the last thing. That was a little molehill. This is mountainous. You can't do this by yourself. You're going to have to do it God's way. You're going to have to wait on the Lord. And I don't care what folks say, just wait on him. God's about ready to get you to cross your Jordan because, you know, I heard the Spirit say it's your time. It's your season. But you got to line up with God. You got to be in there. You got to be in the crowd. You got to get your instructions. You got to be preparing to cross over. You don't get to the toll booth and start looking for money. They tell you a mile ahead, toll coming up. Pull off on the side of the road and y'all scrape up some money. I remember the first time we went to Florida with Doug Union when he's going there to college. They had this little toll that you're supposed to throw some money in, but I ain't had no coins. And I went through and then I found some coins and backed up, put it in there. They still sent me a ticket. I can't stand those. This is off the cuff here. I couldn't stand those lights to take your picture. I couldn't deny it. They sent me a picture one day, it cost $100. So that's you in your car. Back of my neck and everything, everything. All the folds, everything. My collar. I couldn't deny it. I said, the next wedding this church has, I want the people that install them cameras to be the photographer for the people's weddings. They are great pictures. Beautiful. Lights displayed everything. Specks of dirt on the trunk. Amen. God showed me you can't go through them back, huh? You got to be prepared when you go. Hey, no backing up. Don't join and unjoin. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not in here. And thou shalt command the priest to bear the ark and come to the same wind. You are come to the brink of the water of Jordan. You shall stand still in the Jordan. Don't be afraid. It's going to be. I got some stuff about the Jordan River. I got a copy and give it to you later. The Jordan River, it was just fierce. It was swelling up. It was that flood stage. Everybody on AccuWeather was saying, be careful. As a matter of fact, during normal times, they say when you went through, if you went into a boat, you had to be very careful. They had to guide you through. And some part of it, it's all weeds. It's like the Everglades. And there's one part called Yardenet. That's where my wife and I were. That's where we got baptized in the Jordan. But I ain't see all that stuff. I was doing this. I said, hey, we went to the Jordan. God said, you ain't going through it like they went through it, boy. That thing y'all in is all roped off and everything, all nice and calm. But God is saying, I'm going to do something miraculous because man can't cross this Jordan. You cannot get to your promised land by yourself. I promise it to you. I got some instructions for you. And you're going to have to do it my way or you're never going to get there. Joshua said to the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. So the leaders had already informed the people. Then, you know, the priests were informed by Joshua. Now Joshua's calling the people and say, listen. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know in verse 10 that the living God is among you. You got to know that. He's not just among you on Sundays when you're here in church. The living God is among you no matter where you are. I saw somebody in the market and she was telling me where they worship it. I said, look, it don't matter where you are. I said, as a matter of fact, you and I could turn this market into a worship place right now. You got to know the power you pack in. You got to know what you've got. Greater is he. That's why you can't leave home without him. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And he said, when you get to Jordan, just stand still in the Jordan. Don't be afraid. And Joshua told them, the living God is among you, that he will without fail, drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. The God among you is going to drive them out. But before you see him do that, you got to cross your Jordan. I need to let you know that sometimes your blessing comes in increments. You might get a full vision, but God will do it in increments. Because every step you take towards the fulfillment of the blessing gets you closer to him. Because I'm starting out back here because he don't want me close up on him yet. Don't get too close to the ark. But the more he sanctifies me and the more I trust him and the more my faith builds. Look at verse 11. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you in the Jordan. Joshua said, he's the Lord of all the earth. I said, God, why did Joshua say it? Because he just named the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites. They serve some other kinds of God. I'm going to let you know. Don't be afraid, because I'm a God of all the earth. And I'm leading you across your Jordan. I'm leading you through whatever you need to get through. I'm in front of you. I have already gone before you. Oh, you got surgery? Well, I already anointed the instrument. Oh, you going to purchase something? I already anointed a bank account. Go ahead to the meeting. Tell them you ain't got nothing. I got it all. Because by the time they figure it out, they going to know what happened. I got a new kind of mask, saith the Lord. And verse 12 says, now therefore take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe of man. Joshua's getting prepared because they're going to do a memorial once they cross over. I like Joshua because not only did he tell them what God said they're going to do, Joshua, I might as well prepare because we're doing this. You got to have a leader say, we're doing this. I don't care what the folks say. I don't care if they somewhere sitting down crying, talking about me. We ain't going to make it. He ain't never going to make it. He always promising us this, and he ain't doing that. This is what the Lord said. And Joshua said, give me 12 brothers, one out of every tribe. Because when we cross over, we're going to set up memorials. So, see, you got to talk like you know. You got to talk like God talked with you. And when God talks with you, when you say what God said, you ain't got to have no vote. If you cross by yourself, cross that thing. Shout to folks, I believe God. I believe God. I believe. You better stop letting your friends stop you from being blessed, stop you from going to church, stop you from serving God, give you all this other crazy stuff. You better go on and walk. Look at verse 13. And it shall come to pass as soon. My God. As soon as the soles of the feet of the priest. Be careful now. Stay in your lane. Not the soul of you and the soul. Not even Joshua's soul. Come on, somebody. Joshua's a leader. And he said, he didn't say Joshua on your foot. He said, those that are carrying me. Those that are carrying the ark. Those that are carrying my presence. As soon as this, see, everybody can't carry God's presence. Everybody can't carry God's anointing. Oh, you know God don't mess around no dirty temple? Oh, excuse me. That's scriptural. Everybody can't carry God's anointing. When you wonder why God will anoint you, see if you need to be sanctified. Oh, my God. As soon as the soles of the feet of the priest that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap. Something like the Red Sea. It was water coming down this way, like a fall. And as soon as their foot touched the brink, wait a minute, I got to find this. I got to share this. Yeah. They said that he stopped at the city of Adam. That was 18 miles north of Jericho. near where the Jordan and Jabbok rivers converge, and the Sea of Araba is the Dead Sea into which the Jordan River flows from the north. He stopped at 18.
You ever walk down the street and they have the fire hydrant on in the summer and some sprinkles get on you? Well, if it's 18 miles, stop.
He said, I'm going to do something miraculous. I'm not making a little ford in the river so y'all can just run through and get mud all over your kicks. No. I'm going to block this thing up. I'm going to block it up at the town of Adam, 18 miles away or north of Jericho, because they're crossing over. And when they cross, they're going to cross over near Jericho, because in chapter 2, he sent some spies to check out Jericho, because Jericho was part of the promise.
Look at verse 14. And it came to pass when the people removed from their tents, they waited. They're supposed to be about 3,000 feet behind the priests of the ark. When they removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they that bear the ark will come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overflowed all his banks all the time of harvest, saying that this Jordan is at flood state and no man can cross it, no boat, no ship, but as soon as their feet touched the Jordan. Look at verse 16. That the waters which came down from above, some of the Dead Sea, and rose up upon the heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zarethan, and those that came down towards the Sea of the Plain, even the Salt Sea, fell and were cut off. And the people passed over right against Jericho on dry ground. I don't know how he did it. I don't know. Because my little bit of piece of land near my house, where the animals think it's their bathroom, that little piece of land, when it rains, it stays. It stays wet. Down. If you dig it deep, it might be dry on the top. But they are walking across dry ground for something that a second ago was running like Niagara Falls. But because God is in it, see, all I'm trying to say is there was something going on in your life that like Niagara Falls. But as soon as God got a hold of it, as soon as you begin to hear God and follow God's instructions, God stopped all that nonsense.
Oh, my. And you were able to walk right through it. And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan.
That's deep. I know they got some artists. Somebody painted that before. But can you imagine the priest standing there with the ark, with God? God went before them, and they stand there with the ark, and the water is standing up at attention, saluting you as you walk through. Good God. Oh, my God. You walking through kicking up dust, and the water got to obey his will. Peace be still. So you can get through. Don't tell me God don't love you. Don't tell me God won't stop a river for you. Don't tell me God won't keep the plane up in the sky for you. Please don't tell me that. They stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people had passed clean. You know what clean means? That the water didn't come back and somebody in the back out. Oh, I got wet! Jesus. God held that thing up until they were clean. Because the statistics show that this river was deep and wide in different places. It was wild and raging during harvest time. But God said, I'm going to do something miraculous. And he did it through Joshua, because Joshua had to be confirmed as a leader. Because change of leadership is tough sometimes. And change is tough for us. And folk just need to know that like God was with Moses, God was with Joshua. And if you follow the leader as they follow God, you'll be able to cross over your Jordan. All I'm trying to say is you don't have to go through this thing all by yourself. doesn't have to be just your Jordan. Let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. I'm trying to let somebody know. Let somebody pray with you. Let somebody get in there with you and shoulder that burden. Let somebody talk to Jesus with you and talk to Jesus for you. But don't forget to talk to Jesus for yourself. See, you got to prepare to cross your Jordan. God already went before you. Yes, he did. He already went before you. That's why we come back sometimes. Pastor, you wouldn't believe it. I got there. And everything turned out the way God wanted. Because he went before you. All you got to do is just go ahead. You ain't got to be afraid. Get that fear out of your life. Just go and do it. God say go. You just go. You got to be ready to go. You got to go get your blessing. See, last week we played a song. It's time. Go get it. Go get your blessing. But then we got to the Jordan River. Didn't know what to do. So God's saying, slow down. Get your instructions. And those that need to go before you, let them go before you. Because guess what? They ain't getting no more than you getting. Did you not all get over? You ain't got to be hating on folk. Your house is coming. Your car is coming. Your boo is coming. Mad at folk because they doing all right. Yo, just come and just line up. When the last time you followed the priest? Your check coming. Your payday coming. Your joy shall be restored. Your peace. You ain't got to be mad with folks. I can't stand going there. They too happy in that church for me. They ain't got no more than I got. They live next door to me. They're like phony. It ain't phony. Happiness is one thing, but joy is something else. Happiness is based on circumstance, and joy is based on Christ. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all of the ground. See, I don't know about you. You may not want to cross the Jordan, but I ain't got time for you no more because you're talking foolishness. I got to let you stay on the east side. Now, I come to let you know there were some tribes that had their land on the east side of Jordan, and Moses gave it to them. But Joshua said, hey, you already settled on this side, but all the men got to come and fight with us so we can be settled. See, I can't be blessed until you're blessed. If I got to go and help you, I got to help you that I can go back. But see, you got to understand that you got to be in that faith. But if you want to stay where you are, stop trying to hold folk back. If you don't like the church you're in, stop trying to talk people in the lead. Oh, excuse me. If something's going wrong in your life, don't blame on the church. Examine yourself. When's the last time you followed instructions? When's the last time you read the word and God spoke to you? When's the last time you let the priest put the foot in the water first before you with your bad, bold, sanctified, anointed self got all out there? I got this. You ain't got nothing. God's got everything. Humility is the key. You got to be prepared to cross your Jordan. And whatever God promised you, it's yours. Now, you going to fight for it? Are you willing to go after it? Are you going to let the enemy continue to play games with you and your life and your children and your finances and your relationship with him? Are you ready to fight for what God promised you? Because I come to let you know the devil don't want you to have it. The last time I checked it, if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the devil has no say-so in your life. He's just messing with you. Don't let him think he got more power than God has or more power than you have through Christ. You got to let the enemy know. Say, look, I listened to you long enough. You had 20 years of my life. I'm 21 right now. I'm really not. I'm 21 right now. And beginning this day, you will no longer has any claim on my life. You know why? Because I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I was afraid because I looked at the Jordan and it was raging. And I said, no, I'm scared. I can't go. But then I heard the Spirit say, it's your time. He didn't say, why are you waiting? He said, the wait is over. Walk. Did not the Israelites walk on dry? God's getting ready to dry something up for somebody. He's ready to open up something. He's ready to hold something up for somebody. Let us all say it. God is saying to us today, it's time to walk into your season. It's time to walk into your blessing, but you can't walk by the cross. Jesus must be the center of your joy.